Understanding might be cigarettes. I was eating all his glamour and his pills and his garbage. You might say that I swallowed it all. Well, since I'm out of the world, yes, I meet my payments, girl. You're back in the club.
cause it wears for December.
Listen, that witch and I was here again. Oh, hush, look and listen, that witch and I was here again. With such a creepy old feeling, it's enough to drive a man insane. Now my doorknob's rattling, my chair's turning round and round. My doorknob is rattling, my chair's turning round and round. I can hear strange voices and nobody can be found. Now my aggravating mama, she died about a year ago. My aggravating mama died about a year ago. And ever since she died, I've been hanging everywhere I go. Lead 45 lead. Everybody rock. This is that witch and our people, y'all love. Make me go nuts. Afraid to holler, I'm even afraid to raise my hand. Afraid to holler, I'm afraid to raise my hand. Because that witch and I will, she come in walking like a man. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. Says, Tampa, you're going to have witching hours, and I will linger in your memory.
Thank you. right, that's The Witching Hour by the High Frequencies. Those local surfing legends. Before that, we heard The Witching Hour Blues by Tampa Red. Oh, man. Him and Speckled Red and Piano Red. Man, three of the ugliest guys in old Delta Blues. But what fabulous, fabulous music, and what great musicians. Tampa Red. And I think Tampa Red was related to Speckled Red. I think they were brothers, or half-brothers, or third brothers. I don't know, or Chambers brothers. Witching Hour Blues. Then we heard Witching Hour, The Witching Hour by Lloyd Cole. And the set started off with Minutes, Hours, and Days by the Satellites. And The Witching Hour is interesting because The Witching Hour is actually 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. And they actually say that's when the devil and all the witches, that's their prime hour, 3 to 4 a.m. in the morning. And they say that might actually have something to do with the way people sleep. Like 3 or 4 in the morning is like when they're just getting out of deep REM sleep, and they feel very disoriented. But they actually say that that's the witching hour. And 3 to 4 a.m., that's when my grandpa rode the devil. That's right. He said he grabbed the devil's horns and rode the devil. So, yeah, my grandpa, old devil-riding grandpa is what we used to call him, up there with posse-beaten Burl Ives. They would beat the posse and ride the devil. Man, it was a simpler time. Zombo in your brain. My goodness, less than an hour ago, this whole show was all about hours. I will not be on the radio the next 3 weeks. I'll be put out. Next week is going to be a CMU special. They're going to have like these kids make these go-karts or buggies and they race them. Yeah. Yeah, that's fascinating. So that's going to be on. When you tune in next Friday, you're going to hear that. It's not me pranking you. It's something that they've done probably since 1949 here at CMU, is they make these go-karts and they race them down a hill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then, but also next week, I won't be here anyhow because I will be hosting Steel City Con. I'll be doing the interviews for lots of celebrities at the Steel City Con, my 11th year doing that. Man, oh, man, a Shevitz. So that's happening Friday, Saturday at the new and, well, not new and improved, but it's saved from being a Hobby Lobby, the Monroeville Convention Center. Can you believe they actually turned that around? Yeah, that's nuts. I thought that was a done deal. I thought that was done. But you got to know Pittsburgh, man. It's like a zombie. Just when you think something's dead, it creaks open its eyes and its rotted brain is back walking the streets. So there you go with that. So I'll be doing Steel City Con, and I'll be on vacation the following 2 weeks. I'll be back in May, and that show will be about days because we did hours here, and the next show is going to be is going to be songs with the word day in the title, and then from there, songs with week in the, and it turns out to be pretty neat because I can go all over the genres. I get decent requests from you guys. I hang out, and it just all comes to me in the witching hour. Yeah. In your brain. And this coming Wednesday, Polka Maniacs will be playing with the Red Elvises at Club Cafe on Wednesday. And we're going to be releasing our new CD and DVD live at the Hard Rock Cafe. Finally got all that editing done. It is a fantastic DVD and CD. It's pretty fun. Yeah. Yeah, what can I say? More stuff for a landfill. Mm-hmm. That's what I always think. When I always look at like old pictures or old movies, I think, wow, all this stuff is gone. It's in a landfill. I was watching a documentary on Charles Lawton, and it was on the YouTube. I would go down the rabbit hole. Just I watch weird junk. I was watching I, Claudius, which is a fantastic old BBC series from like 76 or 72, where it's about the Emperor Claudius. And it is great Robert Graves novel. And it was considered a curse. you know, cursed thing, because like they went to do this 1937 film with Charles Laughton, and this one lady got in an automobile accident, and then Charles Laughton was freaking out on the set, and it was really, and it never got made. It never got finished. It only went about a month, but there was a documentary that it was really fun, because you could watch, like, they had all the footage that they had from the original I, Claudius, and they were showing it, like, from the 1937 movie that was never finished. So you'll see the director walk on there and the clapboy cut. Then you'll see, like, somebody, like, getting acting, and then they'll cut it. Then you just watch them, like, it was really interesting. And Charles Laughton, man, there was some stuff for him that was just like, that's okay acting, you know. But then there was some stuff, was like, holy crap, this guy's good. So it, obviously it was just nice to see, you know, a whole range of an unedited movie, watching an old edit, and then seeing all these sets from 1937. And they actually went back into the film studio, and the film studio, and they did this in 1965. They went into the old film studio, and it was all decrepit, and the walls were all peeling, and it was just crazy. Because then you think now from 65, that's probably gone, or, you know, it is an office building or a condominium. So, yeah, it's just great. But you watch all these great sets and see all this fantastic statue work and all of this things that they had in the sets for ancient Rome and all the costumes. And it's like, wow, all these people are, like, so seriously dead. And all this stuff is so seriously in the garbage dump somewhere. Kind of makes you feel good about today and being above ground. That's what I say. Hey, Hours of Darkness has changed my mind. Not new, but a real cool song by Felt, playing songs about hours. Here is a song called Hours of Darkness Has Changed My Mind. So you can see it's a pretty happy tune. In Your Brain, RCT.
Like to do.
else ripping off. This is Whitey ripping them off again. This is 60 Minute Men by Billy Wireward and the Dominoes. And his white chick steals it.
Well, take some more time for me to dream.
Damn you, Whitey!
That's for sure. The day you make it clear. Oh, yeah. You love me 24 hours a day. 365 a
You can see where this is going.
And you know I love you, baby, 24 hours of a day.
See, that song should only be like 30 seconds long because you get everything you need right in that one spot. That was a demo from Ronnie Dawson, 24 hours a day, and you get the point. And we heard 24 hours a day by Kathy Ryan. Here's 24 hours every day by the Morlocks. There should be more rocking and not so formulaic blues. RCT Zombo in your brain. Okay, we're hitting that streak now where the songs just ain't doing it for me. I don't like this. Let's see what else I got. This is Our Girl by The Rights. All right, starts off nice and... There we go. That feels better.
Voices of time break through the years with your magic song.
All right, it's kind of psychedelic and garagey, but it'll work.
My mind with your moonbeam haze. Fly
ever flee. Would you go to the corner of 3rd and Vine, knock upon the door of that girl of mine? Tell her I won't be home at all. It's Saturday night and I'm gonna have a ball.
This guy heard Gloria and I was like, well, I want to write something like Gloria.
I want to be with you, darling.
See?
All the time. Then I know you're really mine. Every minute in it, every day, all along, just you and me.
This is the Headstones doing Every Day 24 Hours.
I need your love now.
24 hours every day.
G-L-O-R-I-A. Yeah, I get you. Before that, we heard Hours with the Owls by George Worthington. This ain't a bad tune. Just ripping off Van Morrison. He probably ripped off some old blues guy anyhow.
Excited to wake up and do a little while the sun goes up. Believing teeth became money and money became a souvenir. Feather in my eye and a stone cold sleeve.
Are you all right? Why did this have to happen on our wedding night? Huh? Seems like all we had was one big blast and then... Well, we always said we'd be together to the last. I guess you were right, honey. We were driving too fast. Beautiful bride, and I was filled with such pride as you walked to me down the aisle. While the music played, I prayed for you with all my heart, because I knew we would never part. So, here we are, together to the last. I guess you were right, honey. We were driving too fast. I would have loved you like no one else could ever love you. Hey, now come on, now, no tears, at least that I can see. Now you have your whole life to live and so much love to give, so don't waste it all on me. You just promise me that every once in a while, when you're alone, you'll think of the happy times we had together and the way I kissed you and planning our new home. It's just so unfair that it had to end so soon. all we had was a 2-hour honeymoon.
There you go, Paul Hampton with 2-Hour Honeymoon. Let's get this in the background. Yeah, Wee Midnight Hours by Tuba Skinny. That's right. Before that, we heard 24 Hours by the Heartworms. Yeah, all songs about hours.
Midnight Hours. Lord, just about to break up day.
Oh, yeah.
Day. It was in the wee midnight hours. Lord, just about to break up day, all day, all day. Said wind and blues creep down on you and carry your mind away, away, away. Tell me, blues, why do you worry? Why do you stay with me so long, so long? Why do you stay with me so long, so long, so long? You came to me yesterday, stayed with me all night long, so long.
been waiting here that long. She told me that she'd be over. Then she called and said, just go on. Said she'd meet me down at Joe's place, and we'd be dancing all night long. 1 hour and 2 bottles. Listen to those jukebox songs. 2 hours and 4 bottles. Well, it's been fine just sitting here. Well, I know my baby loves me, and she don't mind me drinking beer. 3 hours and 6 bottles. Well, I'm losing all my cares. One more coin in the jukebox until my baby gets here. Hold 2 bottles an hour. Why is she so slow? Hold 2 bottles an hour with an eye on that door. 4 hours and 8 bottles. Well, I met this real Carol. She told me that I was a real nice guy, so I decided to give her a whirl. 5 hours and 10 bottles, we were out on that dance floor. She held me tight, I tried to fight. With a real sick pal, that's when she saw my friend. She picked up that dirty bottle and she broke it on my head. 2 bottles an hour, and I wish that I was dead.
And he wishes he was dead.
We'll be right back.
had quite a time today. 3 hours. Just you and me hanging out. It was a gloomy spring day. But the sunlight is right around the corner. Then it gets blacked out by the moon. Damn it, Jim. That was the Bees with the Hourglass. Before that, we heard Social Distortion, Hour of Darkness, Starlight Drifters, 2 Bottles an Hour, and Tuba Skinny began things with Wee Midnight Hours. All songs about hours. That turned out to be nice. Nice few hours hanging out with you bums. Couple things. If you want to get any air checks of any of the shows, you know you're more than welcome. They're free. They're on ZomboCo.com, ZOMBOCO.com. I have a SoundCloud that enables you guys to listen and or download, I think, the last 40 years of my radio shows. So dig in. And remember, you get what you pay for. Polkamaniacs will be playing live at the Club Cafe opening for the Red Elvises. So that'll be nice. That's this coming Wednesday. And I will not be on the radio the next 3 weeks. I got Steel City Con next week. And actually, you know, that's the buggy thing that's going to happen. Then I'll be playing some Zombo Deep Archives the following 2 weeks. Playing shows from like 15 years ago. So yeah, you won't be able to tell the difference. You know, you won't be able to tell the difference. And there you go with that. And then we're going to be back in May. Going to be back in May. And we're going to start with more of these time increments. And I tell you, you pick a nice broad theme and you have at it. We had some blues. We had some dark stuff. We had some happy stuff. That's the beauty of doing freeform radio. Beauty of doing freeform radio. It is freeform. That's the beauty of it. Nothing scripted. Nothing thought about. Relatively moderately kind of sort of planned. It's about as real as you get. I try to make this show as real as possible. Phony accent and everything. It's realer than anything else. Just keep that in mind. I don't know if Sick's going to be in or not. It's got a few minutes to go. What do we got here? I got 4 minutes, 2 minutes. I got the Velvet Underground After Hours. This is Brian Eno doing Golden Hours. Or is it Golden Showers? No, it's a Golden Hour. So there you be with that. And let me see here. I think that's about it, man. What do I got? 2 minutes? 2 minutes? Ran out of ideas. Ran out of ideas. Ran out of clever things to say. Ran out of profoundness. Oh, here's Sick right now. Groovy. Here is the Velvet Underground with After Hours. And I will be back in 3 weeks. So keep that in mind. All right? You do that. You keep that in your mind. Here's After Hours, the Velvet Underground. I remain in your brain.
Taking over from the fading day.
Two, three. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. dog party bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains, looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. All but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me.
Penny?
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
That myth of cowboy individualism became central to the culture of Republican politics. From 1981 to 2021, Republican policies moved more than $50 trillion from the bottom 90% of Americans to the top 1%. And the party stayed in power through media disinformation, voter suppression, gerrymandering, and the flood of money into politics. Those systemic changes to the political system in the United States moved the Republican Party farther and farther and farther right. And the rhetoric of cowboy individualism, as it did so, became more and more extreme.
That's Heather Cox Richardson, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Heather Cox Richardson on cowboy authoritarianism in America. We are at an inflection point. A chill is sweeping the country. We ignore it at our peril. The warning signs are everywhere. Alaska GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski says, "We are all afraid." Massachusetts Democratic Governor Maura Healey says, "The fear is real." New York Times columnist Masha Gessen writes, "America's police state has arrived." Dissent is being criminalized. People are being deported without due process. Court rulings are being ignored. Democracy, civil liberties, and free speech are all under attack. What can be done to reverse cowboy authoritarianism in America? Our guest today is Heather Cox Richardson. She's professor of history at Boston College. She previously taught at MIT. Her newsletter, Letters from an American, reaches more than a million readers. She spoke at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver on April 10, 2025. The moderator is UBC Professor Heidi Twarick. And now, Heather Cox Richardson.
I wanted to talk today about what's happening in the United States and to address this question of what it means to be an American in 2025. I'm going to argue today that the crisis in today's United States is the logical outcome of 40 years of a Republican ideology that was based in the idea of cowboy individualism. That idea has directed American politics since 1980, at least, when President Ronald Reagan wrote it to the White House. Those people who embrace cowboy individualism believe that a true American is a man who operates on his own, outside the community. He needs nothing from the government. He works hard to support himself. He protects his wife and his children, and he asserts his will by dominating others. That ideology is rooted in the mythological image of the American cowboy who began to drive cattle from the border of Texas and Mexico north across the plains to army posts and railheads in 1866. That image sprang to prominence in the years immediately after the Civil War, and in that peculiar moment, it took on a specific anti-government meaning. A political meaning. The Civil War government in the United States set out to protect black Americans from persecution by their white neighbors in the American South. In 1868, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution guaranteed equal protection of the laws to formerly enslaved people. And then 2 years later, in 1870, Congress created the Department of Justice to prosecute those people who attacked Black Americans because of their race. So with the federal government suddenly willing to prosecute racial discrimination, former Confederates turned their racial animosity into an economic argument. Beginning in 1871, they claimed that the government's effort to protect civil rights was tantamount to socialism, because the government officials it required to protect Black Americans cost tax dollars. And those tax dollars could only come from hardworking white men in the years after the Civil War. And they were providing that money to provide benefits for undeserving, they said, Black people. Southern Democrats after the war contrasted that government socialism, as they called it, with the image of the American cowboy, who, in their view, was a young white man who wanted nothing from the government but to be left alone. The cowboy, in their view, was hardworking, he was good with a gun, and he dominated the women and the racial minorities he encountered in the West. That myth countered the idea that the government should protect all Americans equally. The cowboy image actually faded in the early 20th century progressive era, which is itself an interesting story. But it sprang back to prominence in the 1950s and the 1960s as a propaganda tool to oppose the wildly popular post-World War II government. That government reflected the idea that government had a role to play in regulating business, in providing a basic social safety net, in promoting infrastructure, and in protecting civil rights. And those people who were determined to get rid of government regulation and taxation resurrected the myth of the American cowboy, and they championed this idea of cowboy individualism. They embraced the idea that a government that worked for ordinary Americans was a form of socialism, because it redistributed wealth from hardworking white people to Black Americans, people of color, and women who demanded equal rights. The Republicans nominated Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater, who was famous for his cowboy persona and his white cowboy hat and his opposition to the post-war government. They nominated him for president. And then, of course, in 1980, Ronald Reagan put aside his British riding clothes, put on a Western cowboy hat, and rode that ideology to the White House. That myth of cowboy individualism became central to the culture of Republican politics as a way for Republican politicians to convince voters to support the destruction of federal government programs that actually benefited them. From 1981 to 2021, Republican policies moved more than $50 trillion from the bottom 90% of Americans to the top 1%. And the party stayed in power through media disinformation, voter suppression, gerrymandering, and the flood of money.